I was at a friend's yesterday and I was praying, and the Lord, I just started to see such glory. I started to see the magnificence of his plan and the dynamicness of it, and how it's just going to totally thwart the enemy and destroy him. It's going to so come upon him in such a shock. He is going to be astounded and blown away. And then on the way here today, I was praying for my children and praying for some youth and just praying for people. And I saw like the Lord, and he picked up all these pieces and he put it back together. Like if you have something ceramic and it's broken and it's not able to be put together, but like if you break it in half and you glue it and there's those lines, and all of a sudden the glory came out and it was reached so far and it was reaching so wide and it was so magnificent. And when I was praying yesterday, and as he was showing me today, he was showing me that when Moses' face was shining, the people didn't want to be around it because he had to veil it. But he said, this time what's going to happen is the glory is going to come forth out of those places that were once wounded, those scars that are not going to be anymore. But what's going to happen is it's not going to veil anymore. It's not going to be veiled, but it's going to veil us. We are going to be whole, but nobody is going to see us. There's going to be such glory, and this time the world is going to run to it instead of from it. But the veil this time is going to be the glory veiling us. Lord, we praise your name and we worship you, for you are holy. You are holy, God, and your plan is so mighty and so magnificent. Oh my God, your glory is so magnificent. Your glory is so magnificent, and your plans, Lord God, are so amazing. And Father, in the darkest hour, when the baby is being birthed and it's in trauma, it thinks it's going to die, and the tightness of the womb and the darkness of the womb, and it thinks that it's the end, oh God, but it's not the end, it's the beginning. It's the beginning, God. And Father, I thank you that you're about to birth us into the glory. Father, I thank you that this time that has seemed like it's been turned upside down and we haven't known where we are or where we're going, and we've wondered, what is going on? Am I even in your will? But really, oh God, we've been in your will all along, and you've said, trust me, for I'm going to birth you through. I'm going to birth you through, and the magnificence of my glory will clothe you. I will birth you through, says the Lord. And my plan will be fulfilled. My plan will be fulfilled. Your destinies will come forth and you will fulfill them. For nothing can thwart my plan, says the Lord God Almighty. And am I not stronger than the enemy? Am I not wiser than the enemy? I've been moving you into this place that I could show you my glory. I've been moving you into this place that I could come upon you, that you would trust me, says the Lord. That's what I've been working in you, that you would trust me, says the Lord. That's what I've been working in you. And it's not only going to blow away the world, but it's going to blow away you. For I have called you from the matrix of your mother's womb. I have called you, and it hasn't been for doom. It's for eternity. It's for eternity. I've written it on your heart. You're going to see me. I've written it on your hearts. I've written it on your hearts. And you've cried out for my glory. And now you're going to see me. You won't run in shame. And you won't be afraid. For you've known me all along. Have taken you away to the secret place in the wilderness, but you are coming forth, leaning on my breast. You're going to show who I am, and I will be to them the lamb that was slain for their sins, and my blood was given for them. For I have many more that have to come to me, and this is my unique plan, you see. For they will come and they will follow you right into the place that I just brought you through. And the glory will continue to shine abroad until the whole earth will be seen no more. But my glory, it will remain. And my story is one of fame. For I am the Lord.